Don't pull over, just turn the volume up. It's time for Roll Call with Chief Brian Dugan. We're calling out those who are bridging the gap to improve the lives and safety of others. Here now is your host, campus top cop, Brian Dugan.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this special episode of Roll Call with the Chief. Every year during the month of May, we honor the men and women in blue who paid the ultimate sacrifice while protecting our community. What you will hear next is audio from the 2019 Memorial Ceremony, which took place in front of our police headquarters on May 8th. We will never forget these American heroes.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark Wilson, and it is my honor and pleasure to be here as your MC for this morning's Memorial Ceremony. We thank you for joining us as we pay tribute to Tampa's police officers who were lost in the line of duty. For those of you not yet standing, please stand, if you would, for the presentation of colors by the Tampa Police Department's Mounted Patrol and the Tampa Police Explorer Honor Guard, and please direct your attention to the southwest corner of the park.
All uniformed personnel, attention!
Now please welcome Corporal Sonia Wise to lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance and then to perform our national anthem.
All uniformed personnel, present!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ran glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. I'd like to ask Sister Annie Doherty, who is our anointed Tampa Police Chaplain, to come forward this morning. She will offer our invocation.
Good morning, everyone. This prayer that I'm going to be offering is called We Remember Them. In the rising of the sun and its going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of the air, we remember them. In the opening of buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky and the warmth of summer, we remember them. When we are weary or in need of strength, we remember them. When we have joys and yearn to share, we remember them. When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them. So long as they live, we too shall live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them this day and always. And we say amen.
Thank you, Annie. It's an honor and a privilege, as I said, to be here this morning to especially introduce you to our chief of the Tampa Police Department. Many of you know him well. Chief Brian Dugan commands a police force of 1,300 sworn and civilian officers and employees. And this week actually marks his 29th year as a Tampa police officer. This is his second year as the City of Tampa's police chief, and I'm proud to say that the community that he serves, and also, obviously, the members of the Tampa Police Department, have embraced him as their chief. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the City of Tampa's Chief of Police, Chief Brian Dugan.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our 2019 Memorial Ceremony. I'd like to welcome our visiting law enforcement. We have current and elected public officials. I see members of the court and prosecutors, judges, and it means a lot that everybody has come forward to meet with us today. It is such an honor to stand before you as your chief of police. This morning, we take a solemn moment out of our busy, hectic lives and pay tribute to those who died in the line of duty. We honor and thank each of them, but we also take a moment to thank, honor, and acknowledge the families and friends of our fallen. These families are referred to as survivors, and I want to be clear and acknowledge that your loss and pain is something that does not go unnoticed. I know that my words cannot take away your pain, but my hope is that you understand how much we care and appreciate your presence today. As I look to my left, I see our monument. There are 31 names on that. Each name has a story. They were brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, moms, dads, cousins, nieces, and nephews. There was a side to each of them that only their closest confidants knew. It is so sad that they were taken from us so abruptly. These cops are what is right with our society. They were willing to show up for work, put their lives on the line, and do whatever it took for the greater good of our city. They serve as an inspiration for all of us to keep moving forward and to fight the good fight. I'd like to thank all of our retired law enforcement that are here today, and thank you for your service. To our current members of law enforcement, I remind you that the spirit of our fallen heroes watches over you, as today the job is more dangerous than ever. Whether it be car accidents, active shooters, or even targeted attacks on law enforcement. In closing, to the families of our fallen heroes, may the hole that is left behind due to the loss of your loved ones be filled with good memories that you have shared with them. And to all of you that has joined us today, I hope the ceremony brings you peace, comfort, knowing that the thin blue line of law enforcement will do everything they can to keep you from harm's way. Next, I would like to bring up Mayor Jane Castor, And you know her as your former chief of police. She had 31 years of service. She served 6 years as our chief of police. I stayed up till midnight last night practicing calling her Mayor Caster because I'd always been calling her Chief Caster. And with that said, she's been a tremendous supporter of us, and I bring her up, Mayor.
Thank you, Chief. That took some getting used to as well. Thank you very much. Before I begin my remarks, I want to recognize the Law Enforcement Memorial Committee. I know Captain Cade is over here, and there are many individuals that have put their heart and soul into this event and many others, the Law Enforcement Memorial Run and many other events to ensure that our fallen officers are never forgotten. So if we could get a round of applause for the committee, you do an amazing job, and I thank you. Well, it's certainly an unusual position for me to be up here. As an officer for 31 years, I understand the significance of this day and the need to honor our fallen officers. I knew a number of the officers whose names are etched upon the monument, and some of them were my friends, and all were taken from us too soon. It is my belief that law enforcement is one of, if not the most noble profession in existence. To the officers and support personnel, we are here today as a grateful community to say thank you for what you do each and every day. Few and far between are those who would dedicate their lives to serving our community. And I ask each of you to be ever vigilant while on duty. Back each other up, prepare for each shift, and remember, bad things happen when you least expect them. And to the loved ones of those who lost their lives in service to our community, although there could never be adequate words or actions to lessen your pain, we will continue to surround you with a community of love and support. Time continues to march forward and many things change, but I assure you, we will never forget. We will be by your side forevermore. I often measure time through children, since I never age. Whenever I see Adam Roberts, I'm always struck by the dichotomy of the strong, intelligent, and striking young man that's standing before me, and not the little boy that I remember. And as I see the Curtis boys today as remarkable young men, I can't help but recall as if it were yesterday when we gathered around the monument to observe Dave and Jeff's names being etched. As young boys, they naturally exhibited an overabundance of energy for too small of a space. So Kelly and I took them into the gym right around the corner. As they ran around, I told them that I worked out for their dad in the gym. Sean looked up at me and asked if his dad was the strongest one in the gym. As I assured him, that that was true, I was struck by the overwhelming unfairness of it all and the innocence of the young boys unable to grasp the magnitude of the situation. All they wanted was to have their dad back. And the experience of riding in the police memorial bike ride to Washington, D.C., which coincides with the National Police Memorial. One of our duties that evening of the vigil was to escort survivors of officers who had lost their lives in the line of duty into the memorial service. I remember seeing the first wave of buses round the corner and feeling such sadness at the number of people whose lives had been impacted. And the buses kept coming, and wives and husbands and partners and kids and parents and friends emptied out, and stories were shared as we walked them to their seats. And the buses kept coming until a sea of people whose lives had all been dramatically changed in an instant were there to be recognized. I say all of this not to make anyone sad, but to underscore the significance of this ceremony today and our actions every day in honoring those officers who gave their lives in service to our community. The circumstances are different for each officer, but each was serving our city and protecting our way of life, and we should be forever grateful. Some will speak of the bond that officers share as if it might be born of ill intent or conspiratorial actions. From my experience, this bond is forged through shared experiences. I often say that the upside of being an officer is that you get to see and do things that no one else gets to see or do. And the downside is that you have to see and do things that nobody should have to see or do. Having to de-escalate situations that can and do turn deadly, walking up to a car having no idea what's on the inside, running towards the sound of gunshots, having to deliver the news to a loved one that their loved ones are never coming home, and often seeing the worst in humanity. Experiences that could harden the heart and soul if not for the counsel of others. And it is for this and a thousand other reasons that this day is so joyous and heartbreaking at the same time. We are here to remember all that is good about each person whose name is etched on that monument, to remember their smile, their voice, their everyday habits and movements. It is also with sadness that we do and always will wonder what might have been. This day, this event, is one of recognition of the selfless service and sacrifice of the 31 individuals whose names are etched for eternity in granite on this beautiful monument. In my humble opinion, the greatest tribute we could pay to each of them is to live each day with joy, kindness, compassion, and a servant's heart. And lastly, to pass on personal stories and remembrances so that each person behind each of those names will live on forever. Thank you, and God bless all. And now it's fitting that as the new mayor, the first presentation of a proclamation is going to be for this event. Thank you all for being here today to share in this remembrance. God bless.
Thank you, Mayor and Chief, of course. At this time, I'm going to read the Tampa Police Department's roll call of honor. If you would, you can refer to your programs if you'd like to follow along. Officer John McCormick, September 26, 1895. Captain Samuel J. Carter, June 2, 1905. Port Tampa Town Marshal Joseph S. Walker, November 25th, 1915. Officer James Ronco, May 27, 1916. West Tampa Police Officer Juan Nalis, July 18th, 1920. Officer Henry R. Lett, September 24, 1922. Officer Brian A. Reese, August 29th, 1935. Sergeant Thomas M. Chevis, April 7th, 1938. Detective Joe Nance, October 1st, 1939. Vice Chief Detective Arthur L. Berry, January 31st, 1941. Detective Lester H. Henley, April 11th, 1941. Officer Richard S. Booth, November 28th, 1943. Officer Morris D. Lopez, July 9th, 1949. Officer Carl F. Chastain, February 12th, 1958. Officer Rolla L. Standow, November 29th, 1963. Officer William D. Krikova, January 1st, 1965. Corporal John R. Collier, December 5th, 1970. Detective Kenneth D. Berlin, Jr., September 27th, 1975. Sergeant Richard L. Cloud, October 23rd, 1975. Officer Anthony W. Williams, November 3rd, 1975. Detective Gerald A. Ruft, July 24th, 1981. Sergeant Gary S. Pritcher, November 4th, 1983. Officer Porfirio Soto Jr., December 30th, 1988. Officer Norris Epps Jr., January 18th, 1995. Detective Randy S. Bell, May 19th, 1998. Detective Ricky J. Childers, May 19th, 1998. Master Police Officer Lois Marrero, July 6, 2001. Detective Juan A. Serrano, February 25, 2006. Corporal Michael Roberts, August 19, 2009. Officer David Curtis, June 29, 2010. Officer Jeffrey Kokab, June 29th, 2010. And since our last memorial ceremony, we have lost the following retired Tampa police officers in non-line of duty related deaths. Officer Clarence N. Jen Jr. Officer Tony C. Lemus. Officer Patrick S. Coakley. Officer William G. Stradetsky. Major Rick T. Duran. Sergeant Richard Leon Joy, Officer Russell L. Napier, Jr., Detective Stanley R. Diokas, Officer Edward G. Linneo, Sergeant David Ernest Stead. Now I'd like to introduce Chief Elias Vasquez for a reading of the poem, The Monument.
I never dreamed it would be me, my name for all eternity. Recorded here at this hallowed place, alas, my name, no more my face. In the line of duty, I hear them say, my family now the price will pay. My folded flag, stained with their tears, we only had those few short years. The badge, no longer on my chest. I sleep now in eternal rest. My sword, I pass it those behind, and pray they keep this thought in mind. I never dreamed it would be me, and with heavy heart and bended knee, I ask for all here from the past, dear God, let my name be the last.
Thank you, Chief. At this time, I'd like to ask everybody to please stand for our rendering of honors. Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated, and please welcome Reverend Prentice Davis to the stage for our benediction.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with a willing heart and an opportunity to show forth our love, our grace, our caring and concern for those who have given their lives for this community, and for those officers that have lost their lives naturally. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with this day, this opportunity, to thank you for blessing us with their presence in our lives. We ask now, Father, as we prepare to leave this place, that you shower your blessings upon the leadership of this community, a mayor, a city council, chief of police, officers, members, families, and friends, and officers of surrounding communities. Shower your blessings upon them of peace, joy, and love, prosperity, and a continued hope as you build this community for what you would have it to be. Go with us, guide us, and keep us. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with these thy people henceforth, now and forevermore. Let us all say, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Mayor Castor, Chief Dugan, and the Tampa Police Memorial Committee, and all the men and women of the Tampa Police Department, especially those officers and their families with us here today, I want you to know we appreciate you so much for attending as well. It means so much to all of our law enforcement families to see the strong bond between the community and our law enforcement officers. On a personal note, I always appreciate being included. We have deep law enforcement roots in my family, so there is much admiration and respect in my family as well. So we appreciate all that each and every one of you do every day. Most importantly, let them never be forgotten.
All uniform personnel, attention! Dennis Smith!
This concludes our ceremony. We'd like to invite everybody in for some light refreshments if you'd like to stick around for a little bit. Thanks again.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be in America,
where at least I know I'm free.
And I won't forget all of those who died,
who gave their life for me.
And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Roll Call with Chief Brian Dugan is directed and produced by Janelle McGregor, with technical assistance provided by Eddie Durkin, Steve Haggerty, and Derek Lang. Keep the conversation going on social media, following @TampaPD on Facebook and Twitter, and use the hashtag Roll Call.